always a winner. Pete Murray on Nova. It's 7:25, The Breakfast Project with Carrie and Charlie, and we have John Aiken, relationship expert, helping us out this morning. And we've got Josh on the line, who has a bit of a conundrum in this general relationship area. Josh, what's your problem, mate?
Hey, man, how you going?
Very well, very well. Talk us through it.
Well, I've got a couple of chick mates. I've known them since I was like 7, 8 years old. And, I'm not even allowed to speak to them or nothing because the girl that I'm with now doesn't like it. But yet she's got like a million guy friends that are always constantly texting her. And
It sounds very unfair to me. John, what do you reckon?
It does sound like a bad case of double standards, Josh, I got to say. But look, I just need a little bit of information. Are any of these girlfriends into you in a big way?
Well, I don't know if they are, but I'm definitely not because they're not attractive at all.
I hope they're not listening now.
Does that make it okay, John?
Well, you've got to rule out the feelings first and foremost, but the second thing you've got to do then, Josh, is you've got to weigh up this current girlfriend. You've got to say to yourself, well, is this sort of jealousy or possessiveness something I can put up with? Mm. If you've been with her for a while, it's likely going to carry on. If the answer's yes, then you're probably going to have to ditch these other girls, but maybe you need to look at your girlfriend and say perhaps she's not quite the one.
Josh, what do you reckon? Yeah, well, I mean, I'm guessing that your current girlfriend is better looking than your childhood friends by your description. But would you ever consider leaving the relationship you're in?
We're not trying to encourage you to break up.
No. Yeah. But is it important enough to you that you could bring it up with your girlfriend and say, do you know what, this is something that's important to me?
Yeah, well, we always talk about it all the time. But yeah, I definitely wouldn't be leaving her for any of them, I'll tell you that.
John, two things there.
You've got your answer there, Josh. You need to basically distance yourself from these other girls because you've chosen the girlfriend ahead of them.
John, two things came out of that with Josh that I'm interested in. One, do you think Josh just saying he's not interested in them is not enough, though, because you can never know how the other people are feeling?
Yeah, well, it's important that you don't have any feelings for them, but that can still cause a problem if these other people have got hidden agendas, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, right.
So you want that friend of yours, regardless of how attractive she is, to basically look at you with platonic eyes, if you know what I mean.
And do you think it also changes, like Josh was saying, these are really old friends. If you've got a friend that you've had since you were little and you still haven't been together and it's been 20 years, chances are you're probably not going to be together. But if you're in a relationship and then all of a sudden your partner starts talking about this dude at work all the time, you know, do you think it's kind of different kettle of fish there?
Yeah, I do think it's a different kettle of fish. And you know, if you start to talk about someone that's come into your life recently and it's starting to impact on your relationship and your partner's starting to feel like she or he can't trust you, then you need to look at yourself and say, why am I constantly bringing this up?
Yeah.
You know, am I looking to exit from this relationship, or have things got a bit stale and I'm trying to get them back into me? You know, why am I doing this?
John, do you have opposite sex best friends in your relationship?
I thought you were going to ask me that. Well, you know what? Look, if my wife said to me, you asked me that question, I'd say to her, look, you know, I'm not a big fan of having opposite sex friends, to be quite honest. I think it gets in the road. I think sometimes, you know, it can create issues that don't need to be there. And the other thing, Charlie, is I actually quite like hanging around mates. And the last thing I was hanging around a whole lot of girls.
Your wife's probably enough trouble. Us women are enough trouble without more than one woman in your life.
Thanks for your help, John. Great chatting to you this morning. It's 7:29. You're on Nova. This is The Breakfast Project.
While we're on holidays, the Australian Institute of